Welcome to the May 4th, 2014 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. We have a new sponsor to tell you about. We hope you support them. If you own a gun, you need a safe, period. There's no excuse not to keep your firearms out of the wrong hands. Sportsman Steel Safes. Visit Sportsman Steel Safes. They support Armed American Radio. Man, we need to support them. If you're in the market for a safe or you don't have one and you've been thinking about it, call my friend Matt at Sportsman Steel Safe at 888-681-4140. 888-681-4140. Tell him you're an Armed American Radio listener, and he will work up a special deal for you on the spot. And make sure to visit Sportsman Steel Safe at SportsmanSteelSafes.com. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. Again, if you're an Armed American Radio listener, they will provide special pricing specifically for you. Tell them you listen to the show. See you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
In the said Crossbreed Holster Studios. Welcome to the program. A pleasure to be here with you. A couple fun announcements before we get cracking with this hour, filling your prescription for freedom, talking about the things you talk about around your dinner table with your family, not the things the mainstream media tells you you should be talking about. You're smarter than that. And that is May 16th, 17th, 18th, down in Tampa, Florida, United States Concealed Carry Association, instructor training course to become a USCCA certified instructor. This is not a CCW class. This is a class that will teach you to become, using the instructor toolkit from the United States Concealed Carry Association, how to become a USCCA certified instructor. At the end of that 3-day class, you will be a certified instructor authorized by the state of Florida to teach concealed carry classes in the state of Florida. Your certification will be recognized by the state of Florida as proof that a student passed the necessary course to take and receive the Florida Concealed Carry Permit. If you're interested in that, visit TampaCCW.com, TampaCCW.com. I'll be down there speaking to the group on Sunday at about 11:30 in the morning, and then one winner from that group will join me and a number of individuals from the United States Concealed Carry Association in the Crossbreed Holster Studios as we move the show to the Talk 860 WGUL and the News Talk 930 WLSS studios, right there down the road from the Hyatt, the Grand Hyatt at Tampa Bay, where we'll be staying, to do the show live. It'd be an awful lot of fun. So if you're interested and you want to participate, you want to get that certification, head down to TampaCCW.com. And the class will be held at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay. Very beautiful location back in my hometown. Come out and see us and join us for that class. It's filling up quick, so make a move quickly. Also, our newest sponsor here at Armed American Radio. Love this. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. American made, American owned. It matters. If you're a responsible gun owner, you need a safe. Period. Anything from a 2 to 10 gun safe all the way up to a humongous, as big as you want to make it, modular storm shelter if you need one at your house. You can call Matt. And I spoke to Matt earlier this week, and he'll put together pricing for you, specifically for Armed American Radio listeners. Call Matt at 888-681-4140. 888-681-4140. Tell him you're an Armed American Radio listener. Tell him what you're interested in. He'll find you a product, and when you're ready to make a move, he will put together a special price specifically for you as an Armed American Radio, as an Armed American Radio listener. Basically an off-the-menu price, okay? And take advantage of some of that, tremendous opportunity. Support the people who support us and make it possible to bring the show to you. Neil McCabe, Washington's Armed American Radio's Washington editor. How you doing, Neil?
Hey, fantastic. It's great to be with you tonight, Mark.
Thank you for being here, particularly staying with us for this hour as well. Also joining us, David Codria, regular contributor in Hudson, Ohio. David Codria, how you doing, my friend?
Mark and Neil, good to be here.
Oh, you're sounding like you're getting it back. Your mojo's back.
Well, I was telling Shanto on the phone waiting to get in that I actually spent a couple hours outside doing some gardening today and wielding a shovel and a wheelbarrow, so I'm starting to get it back.
Did you have a pickaxe, too?
No pickaxe this time, but... I managed to do a little bit of actual labor for a change.
Pickaxes are cool. You should get one of those, too. I bet George the Mad Ogre Hill has a pickaxe. George in North Carolina, excuse me. How you doing, George? You got a pickaxe?
I've got a tomahawk right here.
Oh.
Does that count?
Sure, why not? That could be considered a pickaxe, right?
That means some sort of constructive manual labor. And I don't really do that very well, but I can tear the hell out of things with a tomahawk.
Yeah, hey, guys, before we get cracking and start moving around the table here, I want to take a little moment here to recognize those two Alaska State Troopers that were murdered up in Alaska this past week by an individual. You know, I've seen these guys on the Alaska State Trooper show. And it's a real shame when anyone in law enforcement is killed in the line of duty, particularly this way. But we have two troopers up there. Kenai Peninsula, you're listening up to us right now. Willow, Alaska, you're listening to us live. Our thoughts go out to the families of State Trooper Gabriel Gabe Rich and Sergeant Patrick Scott Johnson. Okay, so we're thinking about you down in the lower 48. And for the great work those guys did. I enjoyed watching them on television. I've seen many of their episodes. Neil, are you familiar with the show, Alaska State Troopers?
I'm not, but one of the most poignant memorials in Washington, which is really a city of monuments and memorials, is Law Enforcement Memorial by Judicial Square. And, they have ceremonies there far, far too often to remember law enforcement, police, and first responders who are killed in the line of duty.
Yeah. I got to tell you, the Alaska State Trooper job is a very difficult one, very dangerous job because of just the expanse and the limited amount of the limited amount of troopers there are to cover this incredible land expanse. So it makes the job that much more difficult and that much more dangerous when they don't have backup as close as a number of other departments or most departments across the continental United States have. So a very dangerous job those guys have. And again, we're thinking about them. George, you were in law enforcement. It's nice to know when you're in law enforcement, you've got some backup there, isn't it?
That's always a good thing. And those guys up in Alaska, they can be half hour, an hour, or even more away from backup. Very remote, hard conditions, just dangerous conditions. And, it takes a very special person to do that job, and Alaska lost two of them, and our thoughts and prayers go out to their family, but that's something that I don't know if I could cowboy up to do that kind of job.
But you said hour or two. In many cases, it's a day or two, so very tough job. David Kodria, you're familiar with that story, I'm sure.
No, as a matter of fact, this is the first I'm hearing of it.
Yeah, we had an individual whose father was being arrested by one of the troopers. The second backup trooper showed up. The son of the individual being arrested, grabbed, and the media termed it an assault rifle, so I don't know what to believe here. I haven't seen enough of it. And fired about six or seven shots, killing both troopers. Terrible story in Alaska. Just to let you know, we're thinking about you up there, Kenai Peninsula and Anchorage and Willow and everybody else listening to the Armed American Radio Network up there. Very bad situation. And these guys are true heroes, no question about it. David, I want to start with you as we go around the table today. There's so much to talk about, I don't even know where to begin. The FedEx shooting earlier this week, I guess we'll start there. This was about 15 minutes down the road from the Crossbreed Holster Studios here in Atlanta, and the no-gun sign prominently displayed for the world to see as dozens and dozens and dozens of law enforcement are mulling around after the fact, as is usually the case. Nothing about that, but they get called after something like this breaks. David, is this a turning point? Is this a watershed moment here? Because the whole world is seeing the no-gun signs, and it's getting a lot of play.
The no-gun sign, I think when that can be shown, it really says something. It really says a powerful statement. And I was not able to listen to the first hour. Did you have Patricia Stone King on?
I did, in fact, have Patricia on.
Okay, and as a matter of fact, she was instrumental in helping get photographs for me to use of the centers in Kansas where shootings took place, and these also had no gun signs, and while they took place in the parking lot, the point was, if you're in the parking lot of a no guns place, chances are you're not going to be carrying a gun. You know, it's just that simple. And I saw the posters that you, or the picture that you posted on Facebook, I believe, of the FedEx facility with the arrow pointing to the no gun sign.
Right.
And I think that says it just about. It's pictures worth a thousand words, Mark.
Well, it is, and it's getting a lot of play. And I believe we're at a point. David, we had Georgia, Kansas, Utah, Arizona, among others, Florida working on their bills now. Lord knows what's going to happen down there with Grady Judd and those phony, supposedly, Second Amendment supporters. They're phonies down there. Grady Judd, you're a phony. We'll call you out. You're listening to us down there in that area of the Bay Area. You're a phony. You're not supportive of Second Amendment rights. You're actively lobbying against Florida residents' right to carry. And Florida residents, you need to call him out. That's a powerful association with national implication. The anti-gunners are spending a ton of money down there to make a point. You better start asking yourself why, because it impacts everything. But David, very quickly, we're going to wind up closing out this segment, so I'm going to have to go here, and then we'll go back to you when we come back. I think it's getting play, I think it matters, and I think we're at a watershed moment where we might be turning the tide here with these no-gun, phony, gun-free zones. We'll get your opinion, and we'll go around the table when we come back. Firearm safety is as important as breathing. If you own a gun, you need a safe from Sportsman Steel Safes. Sportsman is an American family business making quality vaults for over 30 years. Give my friend Matt a call for the weekly special. Tell him I sent you and he'll work out a deal. 888-681-4140. That's 888-681-4140. Talk to Matt before you buy your next safe. 888-681-4140 and visit SportsmanSteelSafes.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer five-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
As we all know, the Second Amendment is under attack. It's 2014. That's right, election year. And as a gun owner, I like to keep up with all the political news surrounding the Second Amendment. And the way I do that, IRFnews.com. IRFnews.com is a new concept in news gathering. One place, one stop, see what they're talking about, see what's going on, and protect the Second Amendment. Quite simple. IRFnews.com. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
If you own a gun, you need a safe, period. American made, American owned. SportsmanSteelSafes.com. Now back to Mark.
Welcome back to the program. That Sportsman Steel Safe. I've got one coming in the next few weeks. I'll tell you all about it. You know what? You can't, when you got guns, you have to have a safe. Got that? Be responsible. Call Matt, 888-681-4140. Call him and he'll work out a deal. Welcome back to the show. Quickly, David, we were talking about seeing is believing, as you said, when you see these signs. I believe that this, I'm seeing this get press in mainstream press as well. It's going to make a difference, isn't it? I think we're at a point now where people are looking at this going, you know what? Enough is enough.
There will be some, but I think that you're going to still find overwhelmingly the mainstream press is going to gloss over that or ignore it, because I got to tell you, a lot of what I'm seeing is blaming Governor Deal for signing a law in Georgia and not mentioning the fact that the law hasn't even gone into effect yet.
Yeah, you're right.
And making fun of Kennesaw, which years ago got fame for passing that ordinance, basically saying that that people were going to have a gun in Kennesaw, and of course there was no penalties for violating it, as I understand it. No one can force you to own a gun. But what I'm seeing is a lot of people coming out and making comments against guns and criticizing the governor, and I'm not seeing as much mainstream press. What we're hearing is in programs like this, Mark. That's where we're hearing it.
That's true. There's no question about that. And the mainstream media picks up and runs with this. They take the meme and boom, off they go. And you're right. You know, you're hearing the whole stuff about Kennesaw. However, I'm noticing people, personally, as I talk to people about this, I'm hearing it and I'm seeing it the same way people look at McCarthy, as our caller in the last hour up there gave him the Bonehead of the Week award for the second week in a row. Streetlights McCarthy, you called him. When you hear him blame guns for the 74th murder in two or three weekends in Chicago, people are cringing at that because they're on to this. They know it's not a tool. They know it's not Indiana's fault, or it's not Kentucky's fault for illegal guns coming into. It's his fault. It's a crime problem in Chicago. And people are seeing that, and they're getting to the point where they're sick and tired of hearing the same old argument. George, would you agree?
Yeah, it's an argument that's failing. Gun control, it's a losing proposition. We're now seeing political candidates tout their support for the Second Amendment in their campaign ads like never before. We had one guy shooting down a drone. We've got another one. Joni Ernst rides a Harley to the shooting range and shoots at a target. And that's kind of, with a really bad teacup grip, I might add. But but guns are becoming acceptable. I know more and more Democrats who are buying guns, who own guns and enjoy shooting guns. But these aren't the Democrats that are running the Democrat Party anymore. The Democrat Party has kind of moved away from that more common sense Democrat, like their grandfathers.
Well, the heart of the party has sold its soul. Let me move over to Neil McCabe. I agree with what George said, no question about it. It's the media, and it's the upper echelons, Neil. It's the elite that get the press, which is why you get this droned into your head constantly. Guns are bad. It's the whole Eric Withholder. You know, we've got to brainwash people to that. That's what the media is doing. Meanwhile, down here in the trenches, in real America, where people live and work and eat and play, they see a no-gun sign. They see the absurdity. They hear McCarthy blame guns from Indiana rather than taking responsibility for his failures as the police chief, Neil, right or wrong?
Oh, no, you're absolutely correct. You know, you were asking me before about, you know, what's going on in on Capitol Hill. I mean, there's a lot of concealed carry, national concealed carry, some reciprocity bills, but this is just all window dressing. Nothing is going to move in Congress between now and the midterm election. So they're just sort of they're just throwing red meat to the dogs just to try to create the impression that they're fighting for gun rights. We did see, though, there was a very big-time Democrat who's now retiring, John Dingell, who I've had the pleasure of meeting and speaking to. You know, he was a long, long time supporter of gun rights. And of course, he was sidelined by Nancy Pelosi. He's liberal on everything else, but she couldn't accept that he was supporting gun rights, and he lost his big chairmanship. What you are seeing, though, and it's really to your point, Mark, is the action in the states and in the local governments. And so I'm sort of calling it neo-federalism, rather. And what's happening is people, you know, in Kansas and Missouri and Georgia and Utah are really taking charge of their own gun rights and really trying to restore them. And even in places like Rhode Island, you know, where they've been unsuccessful, but there are people speaking up for gun rights, and they're not being defeated politically. They're actually winning.
And listen, I've said it time and time again. I'll say it over and over and over again. Run, Democrats. Run on Obamacare and toss a little gun control into the pot while you're at it. Let's see how far it gets you. David.
I think something that goes to what you're all talking about is that there's a Democrat strategist. His name is Danny Franklin. He's with this Berenson Strategy Group. It's a strategic cult consulting firm, and he's a member of a team that's advising the White House on public opinion and communications. And he is saying, we've got to frame the dangers of guns as a public health risk, and that'll change the debate over gun control. And what he's saying is the old arguments are no longer working, so now we have to embrace this public health model, and that, of course, is going to get into, well, you and I talked about it earlier, about John Lott's project to get real data out there in front of the people, because as a lot of people don't know, when they hear, well, the evil NRA keeps the government from giving money to the CDC so that they can study guns, and what they don't know is that the CDC shot itself in the foot back when its official Mark Rosenberg said they wanted to treat guns like cigarettes and have them come out dirty, deadly, and banned. So instead of science, it was agenda. And this is why the work that that our friend John Lott does is so absolutely valuable.
Well, I think what we can see, though, quite clearly, though, is that gun-free zones are the health risk in the U.S.
Yeah.
That's where you're at risk. You're much likelier to walk away, finish your day, and go home if you're in an area where guns are allowed. We've had Fort Hood. We've had
George, you don't even have to. You can put them all together, and you tell listeners right now that every single one of these mass shootings has occurred in a gun-free zone, period. You don't even have to name them individually.
I would rather live downwind of the Sriracha factory than to walk into a gun-free zone. I mean, come on. It's just not wise. Ride a motorcycle? Yeah, I'll go do that. Go shopping in a gun-free zone area? No way.
Neil, when we come back,
you know what the reason? Reason between the two is because if I'm on a motorcycle, I have some control. In a gun-free zone, I'm at the whims of the monsters.
When we come back, we'll continue the discussion. I'll read an email that I read in the first hour, this hour, from an individual from Kansas, a gun-toting Democrat. Get some thoughts from this amazing panel when we come back. Don't go away.
my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in 22 short, 22 long rifle, and 22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer 5-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The 22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. It is a real pleasure and an honor to be joined by you today here on the program. I have an email that I want to read to you. I read this in the first hour, and I believe it's worthy of this hour for sure with our regular contributors to this program. And I would love to get their input and their response to my reply. Now, the email that I'm about to read you was written as a response to my article in the last issue, or this issue, of Concealed Carry Magazine titled, You Can't Fix Stupid. And the general premise of my column was that you can't fix stupid. And not being politically correct here, I'm not using the term low information voter. I'm actually using the term stupid. And in the column, I list Merriam-Webster's definition of that word. It speaks for itself. I believe that this administration requires a certain level and depends on a certain level of, other hosts will tell you, low information voter, I will tell you, stupidity, to further its agenda. I received the following email. Mark, I own guns, carry guns. Hell, I live in Kansas and have one of the country's best set of gun laws. Do you think a Democrat cannot be a supporter of gun rights, that we don't carry guns, or that we are all a bunch of wimps? Can Democrats be good supporters of the second? Or just being a Democrat means we are evil and not capable of carrying a gun? How does Obamacare impact your gun rights? It doesn't. The hatred of Obama seems to be more of a personal thing for people like you, a hatred not backed by logic, but just anger. I assume you never read these emails, but I wish there was a gun forum or magazine that dealt with gun rights only and was not just another right-wing haven. Gary. Let me read my reply. Now, the reply that I'm reading to you will appear as a reply to the letter to the editor in the next issue, in an upcoming issue of Concealed Carry Magazine. Hi, Gary. So you're a Democrat who owns guns. Big deal, woo-hoo, pass the chips. Lots of Democrats like guns, and I'm happy about that. The problem I have is with Democrats who claim to be a supporter of gun rights while pulling the lever for members of the party of gun control. You can't talk out both sides of your mouth, champ. Last I checked, Connecticut, New York, Colorado, Maryland, Illinois, Chicago in parentheses, D.C., California, as well as every gun control group are, get this, in bed with or run by Democrats. In fact, the reason your state has some of the best gun laws is precisely because it isn't controlled by your party. A real supporter of gun rights sees his RKBA, right to keep and bear arms, as the defining issue, and you haven't arrived there yet. You clearly align yourself with a hostile party because you believe there are other social issues more important than your firearms freedoms when the chips are laid down. Sorry, pal, but no, you can't be a real supporter of gun rights and pull the lever for the worst gun grabbers in history. What you can be is what you are, simply a Democrat who likes guns. Own it. Let's start with David Kodria. David.
Absolutely. I just did a piece on supposedly left-leaning pro-gun celebrities and went through, wait a minute, one of them is a supporter of the UN, another one's a big supporter of Obama, et cetera. You just go down the list, and here's the deal. If you support Obama, the most anti-gun president ever to occupy the Oval Office, though those are NRA's words, not mine, then you're supporting the guy who's going to nominate Eric Holder for Attorney General. You're going to be supporting the guy who's going to be nominating Sonia Sotomayor and Elena Kagan for the Supreme Court. What is going to be deciding things? You know, we may have a decision coming up real soon from the Supreme Court on whether or not they're going to hear a carry case, okay? What's going to happen if we get more anti-gun, agenda-driven Democrats on the Supreme Court? You're going to absolutely lose legal recognition of the right to keep and bear arms. You cannot support these people because you're giving aid and comfort to the enemy, and you are enabling citizen disarmament. Sorry to say that just because you like guns somehow makes you pro-gun, then we all ought to just get behind Lon Horiuchi, the sniper at Ruby Ridge.
Well said, David. Thank you very much. George, your response.
It's just like the guy who says, I support gun control, but I support the party that wants to take away my guns, that always institutes gun control measures. Dianne Feinstein said that if she could take away the guns, she would. Isn't she one of the head honchos in the Democrat Party? She's one of the plank holders there, one of the most senior. So she's got a lot of influence there. You know, these people, they want to have their cake and eat it, too. They can't. So they also want to instill, you know, they want to take away your First Amendment, too. They want to do the, what is it, with the equal airtime on the radio. So if you say something conservative, somebody has to say something supporting the Democrat position. This is an affront to the First Amendment. And these guys want to take away your rights because they want to control you. So if you say that you are a gun supporter, but you support the Democrat Party, there's a disconnect. And I know a lot of people, and these guys, they're conflicted, and I feel sorry for them because they don't know how to stand up for what they really believe in. They say they're Democrat, but they want to act like they're conservative. You're either you are or you're not. There really is no moderate anymore.
Well, it's how you find it's how you define
your power.
George, it's how you define support, okay? As I said in my response, you haven't gotten there yet. There are other social issues. The right to keep and bear arms for you is the defining issue. For me, it's the defining issue. Neil McCabe, the email and the reply, your thoughts?
No, I think you your reply was spot on, Mark. I mean, who else is voting for Nancy Pelosi to be Speaker of the House but the Democrats? I mean, it's just absurd. They're the most conservative Democrat in Congress, but I'll bet you dollars to donuts he's going to vote for Nancy Pelosi, and so there you go. You really have to sort of step back. I've talked about this before. You know, the NRA has tried, and I think they've been kind of cured of it, but the NRA tried for a number of years to be sort of ecumenical and to work with Democrats as well as Republicans. You remember that in 2010, the NRA came in a breath of endorsing Harry Reid. They've always supported Pat Leahy in Vermont. Mm-hmm. You know, and Harry Reid and Pat Leahy, they were the ones who were doing lifting to get the background checks bill last year through the Judiciary Committee. You talk about does this have to do with Obamacare? Well, you know, the National Association for Gun Rights and Gun Owners of America were actually fighting against Obamacare because they didn't like what was going on for the country in general. But the NRA, they cut an inside deal and basically got somebody to slip in something that, you know, nothing would affect gun rights or whatever it was that they got slipped in there. The NRA stood on the sidelines as Obamacare went through, as did the Chamber of Commerce and a number of other people that we expected to join the fight against Obamacare. And so what did that get the NRA? You know, when after Newtown came, all of the people who are supposedly their friends dumped them and then went ahead with this Manchin-Toomey bill. And so I think the NRA has sort of wised up. You know, they actually tried the Democrats. And so I would challenge somebody to say that the gun rights community has not tried to be ecumenical working with Republicans and Democrats. It's just when push comes to shove, it's the Democrats who are taking away our guns.
No. Stop right there. You just nailed it. You just nailed it. It is the Dem, and how many times have I said this, and I will say it again, and I will continue to drive this home. And I appreciate the email from Gary. I have Democrat friends that are gun owners. I have no problem with that. Just define who you are the right way. Know who you are and what you are. You cannot pull the lever for Obama and be a gun rights supporter. What you are is a Democrat who likes or loves guns. I have no problem with that. Just own what you are. When we come back, there are two questions I have about this relative to living in Kansas, and I want to get the opinion from everybody here. As the letter writer said, I live in the state that has the best gun rights in the country, some of the best gun rights in the country. But he pulls the lever for the opposing party. We'll be back right after this.
You're at 23 Mabry, miss?
Yes. I told you on my last call. They're in my house. Where are you guys?
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little total is $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Car Arms introduces the new addition to their double-action micro-compact pistol line, the CW380, with a 2.5-inch barrel, an overall length under 5 inches, and standing under 4 inches tall. The CW380 weighs just 10.2 ounces, making it the perfect choice for lawful concealed carry. The micro-compact CW380 allows rapid-fire follow-up shots with little recoil and retails for under $420. The new CW380 from Car Arms. Carry one today.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a Car Arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, IRFnews.com, and I have teamed up to bring you the new IRF News video blog. Each week, we will have reporters, political candidates, and much, much more. Each week, we will bring you stories that you are not getting from the mainstream media. All conservative news in one place. All you need to do is go to IRFnews.com. It's quite simple. Go to IRFnews.com for up-to-date conservative news. And remember, the Second Amendment is not debatable.
Previous broadcast of Armed American Radio and join the blog discussion at armedamericanradio.com or on Facebook at Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
I love this. Get it coming. I've always wanted to do that. Yeah, okay. You know, if I learned how to play guitar when I was a younger kid, I would have been the best guitar player in the world. Jimi Hendrix would have taken lessons from me. You're just saying. Welcome back to the show. Sean, you there?
Yeah.
That left you speechless, didn't it?
No.
You talk to me in between breaks. The best radio is forget it. I don't even want to go there. All right.
What do we always say?
I don't know. We say lots of things. Let me keep moving around the table here.
You can't argue with stupid.
You can't fix stupid, right? Okay. All right. Here we go. Back to the roundtable discussion again. There are two quick points I want to make about the letter writer. It's very, very important, particularly as we head into elections. David, I'll start with you. I live in Kansas and have one of the country's best set of gun laws, and I made the point in my response, well, of course you do, because your party isn't in control. So, do you want to explain that to me? Is that having your cake and eating it too?
I, I'd really like to see the list of politicians he intends to vote for, and then compare that list against the list of politicians he's going to be voting against, and let's see who actually has a better record on the right to keep and bear arms. And, you know, in all this discussion, I think it's important to differentiate. I'm not a knee-jerk Republican, Mark.
Right, of course.
I donate and support individual candidates based on their individual support for the right to keep and bear arms. There are others, such as Mark Kirk of Illinois. I wouldn't vote that guy for dog catcher because he is anti-gun as sure as any Democrat.
But you just defined what I referred to in my response as the defining issue.
Sure.
And that is, for you, their decision on the right to keep and bear arms. And that's where the letter writer, he hasn't gotten there yet. And David, I want to hold this question for you as well, because you write for a gun magazine. I wish there was a Gunformer magazine that dealt with gun rights only and was not just another right-wing haven. I really didn't address that in my reply because it wasn't enough room editorially. However, I would say this, and that is, it's impossible to separate guns and politics 90%. Why? Because your party has politicized it to the point that it's impossible to not defend gun rights with the withering attacks that they are under every single issue these magazines come out. It's impossible to separate the two, right or wrong.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And again, you know, I'm not a knee-jerk conservative either. I am personally conservative in the way I conduct my life, but I'm pretty much live and let live and laissez-faire in terms of the way everybody else wants to live their life, as long as you don't force it on me.
No, don't infringe is where you're going with that. Don't infringe on me, and I'm happy. Don't tread on me. David, have you got any new news we need to talk about in this last segment? You got anything breaking you can give us we can talk about here at the table?
Well, you know, I've got something I'm going to try to break tomorrow, but I've got to check on it with some lawyers first, Mark. It's a little early for that. One thing I did want to bring up, though, is that, and I kind of hinted at it, is that John Lott has an Indiegogo fundraising project that's mm-hmm. out there that I wrote about the other day. He's trying to raise money to come up with not pro-gun research, just honest research. He's the kind of guy, and we've talked about this before, he just wants to come up with the numbers that show what the truth is. And the anti-gunners, and I talked about this this advisor to the president, this Democratic strategist saying we need to go after the public health model, they are spending hundreds of millions of dollars to try to ram gun control disguised as public health control down our throats. This is a man, John Lott, who is trying to come up with true numbers as applies to guns in society, and all I can say is please look up in your search bar the word Indiegogo, which is the name of the site, and John Lott's name, Indiegogo and John Lott. You'll find all you need to know.
Thank you very much for that. Neil McCabe, quickly, public health issue, guns, Obamacare, topic for another show where we just don't have enough time to go into all of it right now, but this is the next, this is exactly what they're trying to do next, is force guns. Of course, we've done it with executive order, CDC commission studies, guns as a health issue. Your thoughts on that as we move towards November?
Well, you know, we've just like you don't see the independent store, you don't see the independent restaurant, you don't see the independent gas station, you will no longer see the independent single doctor physician. You know, doctors are being corralled now into joint practices and be forced to move into hospitals, and more dependent than ever before to government payments, either through Obamacare or Medicaid or whatnot, and government regulations. And so these doctors have to play ball, and we've seen it in many states, and we're seeing it in the federal government now. You know, doctors are going to be involved in talking to their patients about their gun ownership, their parents' gun ownership, as if it is, you know, the same, just on the checklist of, you know, do you cough? Do you have headaches? Does your dad have a gun? Where does he keep it?
Well said. Again, fodder for another conversation, really for about an hour. George, let's move over as this hour closes out to grilling while armed. Something real simple. Burgers and hot dogs. Many of you around the country are pulling out your grills for the first time in a long time. Now, I have an issue with that because I don't care if it's 20 below, you should still be grilling. That's just me. It's just the way I am. I have, and I have grilled in temperatures like that. I've got photographs of me grilling in the snow when I was much younger.
This year you were grilling in the snow.
I actually was grilling in the snow. I have pictures of it now. Yeah, it actually snowed in Atlanta.
Yep.
And I was, in fact, grilling in the snow. So no excuse there. Now, we want to stick to charcoal again. Propane, you know, and David Kodria's gas. That's cooking outside. I'll give you that.
Yeah, I do it 20 below myself, but you don't call it grilling. But at least we have Neil with us who orders out when it's 20 below. Okay?
I don't blame him at all. He's got that northeastern Boston thing going on. He calls in for ribs. Got to love that. George, burgers and dogs, two classics. Two absolute classics. And I got to tell you, as much stuff as we've given out and recipes and all the stuff I love to smoke and cook, there's nothing better than a great hamburger done right, hand padded, perfectly seasoned on the grill. Nothing. What goes paired up perfect with plain old, beautiful American hamburgers and hot dogs?
Burgers and dogs for the whole family. You're talking about the Browning Buckmark Camper, all the way up to the Ruger Mark III Hunter. All depends on how fancy and how good and how much effort you put into those burgers and dogs. So,
I would have put money on you getting a whole lot simpler than that. I would have gone with you putting some type of Smith & Wesson 38 snub-nose airweight revolver.
Well, you know, I've got kids. You know, people come over. You know, we grill a bunch of burgers and dogs for everybody. It just strikes me like a 22 thing. It can be recreational, or you can go and take it really serious, depending on what you want to do.
No, okay, very good, very good. Well, we're running out of time. I'll tell you what I was carrying when I did burgers and dogs today, and I had a North American Arms Mini 22 Magnum in my pocket.
There you go.
And it worked very well. I got a Sidewinder coming. We'll tell you about that one on a later show. Neil McCabe, Washington, Armed American Radio editor. We appreciate you being here. George the Mad Ogre, as usual. You can visit him at madogre.com. Make sure to check out Guns and Patriots at Human Events for Neil's work and davidkodria.com. I'm Mark Walters. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network, filling your prescription for freedom coast to coast. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Back next week.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. You tell it to me
by the clamor now, baby. Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.